Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, welcome to Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I am Kristen, and I'm here with psychic and author Neil Baker. Everything okay over there, Neil?
Yeah.
Spilled something?
No, I didn't. I thought I did, but I didn't.
Good. Okay, well, here we are again. It's Wednesday, and we're continuing our discussion about the chakra system, past life energy that can be within chakras, and specifically today we're going to be talking about how karma has manifest in the chakras like a current, like a movement, like an electrical current. We're going to get to that in just a moment. We've got a long list of callers, and everybody that's in queue, all six of you, are going to be getting readings. So please do not hang up and lose your place in line. Let me call out a quick order here, just because there's so many of you. 805 is going to be first, 949. Next, 443, then 828, then 229, and then 402. But we do talk for about 10 to 15 minutes before we get to callers. We'll keep it somewhat brief today. Do want to let everybody know how to get in touch with us. You may follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also join us on Facebook or Twitter. There's a fan page, and there's our friend page that's linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. There's a link right there, and you can find our fan page via that link. Of course, we're on iTunes as well, so you can find us there. I did want to respond to a listener email that I received yesterday. I'd actually emailed the person back and did not hear, so I'm going to address their question on the air today since I did not hear a response from them. And they were asking specifically about how to cleanse the chakra system, and they were indicating to me that they had attempted to bring a light into the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, and cleanse that way. And I guess the effects weren't maybe exactly as great as they could have been had there been a little bit more focus on individual chakras corresponding to the birthday. What I wanted to say is that everybody's chakra system is different. So if you have to look at the birth date. I mean, wouldn't you say, Neil? The birth date, the numbers within the birth date, perhaps started at a different level than chakra 7. This particular individual doesn't have a 7 in her birth date. So going to maybe specific numbers within the chakras working up by activating energies at the level where the numbers exist, or maybe starting where the numbers exist at the bottom level.
Yeah, you just can't. I mean, it's kind of foolhardy to just think, I'm going to cleanse myself, I'll start the seventh chakra,
right,
and have light come down. Well, you can't. That's like saying, well, I'm just going to grab my prize right now, or I'm just going to get my diploma right now. Why go through all the energy of getting there? You have to, before you start to analyze what chakra you're going to clear, you better make sure what chakra is are being blocked in correlation to that chakra. Mm-hmm. So you just can't say, I'm going to unblock the seventh chakra and send light down, mm-hmm, when in fact some of your root problems may be what's obstructing the seventh chakra from even opening up.
Right, and those numbers can be found not only in the solid birth date, but they might be separations within the birth date.
Yeah, that's true. And the randomness of the order of the numbers in a birth date also suggest what kind of root system you may have. Now, if you're born in July, that's going to be different from being born in January, because if, don't forget, these numbers are related to chakras.
Right.
And they're related to themes of the chakras. So you may have a seven or a one, or a one and a seven in order, and that's going to also determine exactly how you always have to analyze the flow of energy. So you can't necessarily just say, I'm going to clean one chakra, and that's going to take care of it all. You have to analyze what's going on in each chakra. And you must remember that we're really dealing with everything from here, from physics to medicine to biology and the transition exactly. I don't want to get too technical, but from the new, from Newton's model of the acceptance of the Einsteinian paradigm of a complex yet interconnected energetic-like universe. So we're talking about complexities, and this is very important in terms of the physics of energy. Because first of all, before you start to analyze what chakra you're going to clear, you have to understand the concept that consciousness is a form of energy. And that consciousness has evolved and moved through and interacted with all the physical expressions that you have. And this is all in relation to your reincarnational energy.
Reincarnational energy.
The reincarnational energy. Oh, that's an adjective. because they are reincarnational energies. It sounds funny.
It does.
But the reincarnational energies is how we... Every lifetime we have has become an energy. There are individual energies within each lifetime that we have,
mm-hmm.
but by the time we die in that particular lifetime, it's grouped together as a temp, as a kind of comprehensive theme.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be embedded in one of our chakras. We may have tremendous karma in the second or third or fourth chakra, or maybe as a combination. And we have to analyze how to clear that energy, because some of us, we strive for perfection, or we strive for some kind of destiny in our life. And we sometimes always find ourselves obstructed by something, whether it's a relationship or a money problem or an environmental problem where we live, or just an ego problem, our self-esteem, our self-confidence. This is an indication that the trauma, the barrier of our energies, is embedded in a past life scenario that we haven't quite cleared yet and that we're still carrying.
Right, and something I didn't mention is not only the separation of numbers, but the combination of certain number systems within the birth date can also give us an indication of what chakras may be out of balance or where we might be carrying karma.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to intimidate our audience
by
such intricate patterns of thought, but we have to analyze that. Your birth date, I can't overemphasize this. Your birth date is a code. Those codes, those numbers mean something. And not only the numbers themselves, which makes up the master number and the karmic number, but as you said, Kristen, the number, the travels of energy between the numbers, like from one to three would be a travel of two. And we have to really look diligently at this concept, or we're never going to really fully understand, because, you know, in numerology, they just say, well, you add up your numbers, you get a master number, and then you profile that master number. Well, what the heck? That's like saying you have a body, you have, okay, we're just going to analyze what we see in front of us as a person. We're not going to take account of their bones, their muscles, their tissues, their consciousness, their sexuality. That's how ridiculous it is just to say, well, my master number is three, so therefore I'm going to define myself. That's like saying, oh, I'm a man, so therefore I'm, you know, that's all there is to it. Or I'm a woman, that's all there is to it. No.
Right.
Very, very complex and subtle variation.
And I think that as, I don't know, as Americans, we all jump on a bandwagon of wanting to, you know, a quick fix for this or a quick fix for that. I think it has to do with consumerism and things like that. But, you know, our systems are delicate and intricate. So we can't just, you know, apply one quick fix to every given person that exists.
No, we can't. But there is a way, you know, in all of this discussion, there is a way to tap into your individual energies. You have to realize that you're first of all, you have to separate yourself as a separate entity as much as a total unit, and that you have a mind, a body, and a spirit. And each one of those is connected to a karma. Your mind has evolved from a karma, your body has evolved from a karma, and God knows your spirit has evolved from a certain karma. That means how much spirituality have you collected over the past lives? How much body problems have you collected over the past lives? And of course, how much psychological dimensions have you accumulated over the past lives? That's why some of us have learning disabilities, some of us are geniuses, some of us are run-of-the-mill, some of us are creative.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is a content of our journey. And what better aspect of life is there than to analyze oneself? I mean, most people are obsessed with themselves. So why not analyze yourself?
It's true. I agree with that.
And so, you know, it's best to look into yourself and to understand where you came from, not just in this order of life, but in the past life energies, where there's higher energies going on and where you have a kind of creative expression coming from a deeper, much, much deeper energy. And you got to realize, too, that the flow of these higher energies into the physical framework is also how our chakras contain them. So our chakras contain the themes of our energy, and for us to get in touch with that chakra system is very, very important indeed. In my estimation.
I agree. Well, I mean, as far as that question, we do appreciate those types of questions because, you know, they're of a higher spiritual nature. I mean, anybody's question is okay. But, you know, I'm glad that the people listening to the show are, you know, really trying to implement some of the ideas that we're presenting to them.
I mean, as far as that question, I myself don't automatically just go to my seventh chakra and go, okay, I'm going to be clear
right.
And bring the light down. I might communicate to other beings and entities through my seventh chakra, but I always base my energy first on my first chakra, and then through the process of the Kundalini, I go up all my chakras and analyze and interpret what's going on, even on a daily basis.
See, before I met you, I can relate to her question because I think that before I met you, I was probably trying to put energy into my seventh chakra as well. Of course, I do have sevens in my birth date, but you know, there are also other combinations and numbers within my birth date, and I probably should have been starting at the base chakra, but I didn't have the knowledge to, you know, realize that. So, I mean, I understand where she's coming from. You think, okay, spiritual chakra 7, that's where I want to go. But it really, it's like the ground up building a house. You know, there's the foundation and so on and so forth.
Yeah, that's true. I think a general rule of thumb is that no matter where you are, you know who you are. In other words, you're never lost. You are where you are, and there's no concept of being lost. You're in a space of time. Now, I know that some of us may say, and I know even I will say, you know, I'm lost. I don't know what street I'm on. Where are we? But in essence, when you really look deeply at the idea of being lost, you're never really lost. You are. The translation of being lost is you are in the space you are in, and ground yourself there. Take account of who you are. Remind yourself that you have a brain, you can think. You have ethics, you have morals, you have likes and dislikes. You're never really truly lost just because the geography of your location is somewhat unfamiliar to you. Listen, the geography of your location is always going to be unfamiliar to you because it's forever changing. And what we think is sound and familiar suddenly becomes unfamiliar to us. Think of the concept of people who think they have stable homes and then suddenly their home's destroyed, or domestic problems. So we never can really fully analyze that there is going to be a constant security around us. All we can really understand is that we have a constant flow of energy that is within us that is forever transcendent in thought and content.
Okay, and I think we're going to be continuing this on Monday, getting into more of the dialogue about that current of karma within the chakras, because we kind of spent some time on that question. If that's okay with you, Neil, we'll get to some callers.
Okay.
All right. Let us see here. 805 is first. Good morning, 805. Who's this?
Hi, good morning, Kristen. Hi, Neil. How are you? This is Donna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
What's your name?
Donna. My name's Donna. Donna.
Oh, Donna.
Hi.
Hi, Donna. And your birth date?
April 22nd, 1954.
Okay. And what's your question this morning, 818?
Hi, Neil. I wanted to ask you if finances would be getting better. I'm not working, but I kind of depend on winning things. I enter sweepstakes and things like that and just kind of rely on my good luck.
Okay. She's saying that she is wondering when her finances are going to get better, and she does not work, but she enters sweepstakes and things like that, and she relies on her good luck.
Well,
did I do that wrong? Eight?
You're April 22nd, 1964, Donna?
No, 1964.
5-4. 5-4.
Oh, 5-4?
Yeah, she's a 27-9.
Oh, 5-4.
Yeah, we had a different calculation. We heard two different
things. April 22nd, 1954.
That's correct.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what I have.
Well,
we have to keep these.
Yeah,
short.
60 years old.
I've got eight.
And you rely on sweepstakes to, well, you know, they say the lucky number is 7. I don't know about that. I mean, lucky number is 7. I guess maybe in some form the lucky number is 7. A 7 to a, in the Chinese calendar, 7 is, it can be also be designated with the rabbit. And that's a lucky sign in the Chinese astrological energy. You 4, 5, 6, 7. You specifically, Donna. You have a broken up 8-2 in your energy. Now your master number is 9, which is an eternal number. So you've got lucky energies in there. Your karmic number is 27. So that too has a certain essence of luck in it. Where your money issue is coming from is the in the entirety of your karmic date, which is 4-2-2. Now that's an 8 where the money and energy is involved, and you do have a past life energy of money that can be transformed into, you know, some people they do. They make money going entering sweepstakes. I've got a couple of clients, not always successful, but they just make money gambling, going to the casinos. A lot of people just make money, some people on the stock markets, a lot of clients there. So in this aspect, you're betting on the energy flow, not so much of hard work, but just on a certain randomness of numbers, because that's what sweepstakes is. It's composed of numbers, just like the stock market. And you've got this element, Donna, where you're asking me, well, what's in store for the future in terms of my money zone? First of all, your master number is 9, and your next element of 9 multiple will be at the age of 63, which will be 9 times 7. Now, I can tell you at that time you're going to be getting some money. 9 times 7, 63. You're going to be getting some money in there. You've got about 3 years to go, so there's going to be a little bit of trouble within that time zone of the next approximately 2.5 years or so, because you're 60 now, but you're going to be 61 soon enough. In that zone, Donna, what I'm seeing there, you know, what's happening is the spirit just threw me into a symbol. And in that symbol, I'm looking at a desert, but on the desert is a house. So here we have this vast desert. Without a house, you'd be doomed. But in the desert is a little house. It's got its own internal plumbing system and water system, and it's self-sufficient. But around it, there's a lot of vastness and desolate wasteland of a desert. And I've got that zone going on. Do you, in fact, Donna, do you rent or own your home or apartment?
I rent an apartment.
Did you ever have a home and lose it?
No.
Okay, so what I've got going, you've always been a renter. And so what I've got in this energy field, that's where the energy of this element is going on. Have this apartment that you're in now, have you been in there at least 4/5 years or under or over?
Yes,
that?
I've been here, Neil, for 10 years.
Okay, so what we've got going in terms of that energy is that you're Donna, you're in a situation where within the next 2 years there's some internal struggle with money, and then at 63 you're going to have it. Now that element within those 2 years can shift and change. I don't have time on the radio to get into that,
okay,
but there is a way of tweaking that energy to where perhaps your element of getting into sweepstakes and making money can be more successful than traumatic. But and there are clues therein, but I just don't have time to get into it. I'd have to ask you more questions of what we can afford to do. So, but that's a briefing of your element. So what I'm saying is within the next 2 years, there is a way to make more money, but without tapping into that, you're going to have 2 years of a little bit of struggle.
Okay, Donna. Well, to be continued. 562-597-8818 is Neil's number. You can reach him there for a longer conversation, but hopefully that was
okay,
good.
Thank
you so much, Donna. You have bad reception on the phone. It's hard to hear her. 949 is next. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you today?
Fine, thanks. How are you? Who's this?
I'm good. My name is Exodus.
Oh, what a beautiful name. Exodus. Wow.
Thank you.
And
thank
you. Your birth date, please.
It's 5/27/1965.
And where are you calling from, please, Exodus?
I'm calling from South Orange County, California.
Oh, okay. You're, like, right next to us. We're in Long Beach.
Oh.
Okay. What's your question?
Yes, I see my daughter. She's been going through kind of a depression of sort. And I can't really... Her first name is Shaylee, S-H-A-Y-L-E-Y.
Her birthday. Her birthday.
It's 2/22/97.
2/22/97. Okay, go ahead.
I just kind of wonder if Neil could look into the situation and kind of give me some
insight,
idea as to what's going on. Yeah.
Neil?
What did she say? She's had some trouble with
her
daughter?
She's been depressed, the daughter. Is that what you said? Did I hear you correctly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, your daughter, her master number is 5. That's an expression energy, but it also has a strong physicality to it, meaning that a woman, a female who has got a 5 in her energy is usually a strong expression energy, and that can be in the drama of her expression, you know, the emotional drama, as much as it can be in the physicality of her life. There can be something aggressive about her in her physicality. Sometimes it's athletic bound. Other times it's just the aggression of life. Life, you know, they just can't flow and be calm. There's always an issue, always an aggression, always something that triggers something. Now, she's got a lot of disturbances in her second chakra, which is her reproductive chakra, and that comes from a past life. Is there any divorce within the family, or any estrangement between husband and wife, yourself and your husband, or any divorce in there?
No.
And everything is calm in the atmosphere of the home? There's no volatile energy?
Well, there's a little bit of volatile energy. We have a son that has some issues, and he's younger, and they don't get along.
Yeah. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And your daughter is 16 years old?
She is 17, and she'll be 18 in February.
Yeah, well, there's a little, I'm picking up, first of all, I'm picking up, Exodus, a little bit of trouble within the family zone that could be part of your daughter's psyche. And that could have been even previously in time, especially if there was any turmoil within her formative years. In her formative years, Exodus, was there any turmoil in the family, instability? Did she go through anything in the first 8 years that, as a child, it might have been traumatic for her to experience within the family?
Well, I know when she was 12, my mother died. She was extremely close to my mother, and she is adopted. We adopted her at birth, so.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, there's a certain element. You see, you adopted her, so there is a divorce in her life. You adopted her at birth, but you see the element of her biological parents was divorced, if you will, and that has created an energy zone that I'd have to get more into. In fact, her master number is your first and last number, 5 and 5, which is interesting. She does have a 2-7 in her number, which is your day. So you've acquired her through karma. You've acquired her through a certain karma, and that karma has become part of your responsible energy towards her, because otherwise she probably would have been in severe trouble without having that connective tissue to you. In fact, your month and her month is actually your first two numbers, 5-2. So if I group your months together, they become, and if I group your two to her two, that becomes her day. So we've got a deep layer of karma going on between you and your daughter, which has to be analyzed on a deeper level, because that's going to be some of the clue to how to get your daughter to get into a higher gear of energy. Yes, it's possible that your daughter can have blossomed beautifully and move forward in life. She's got some wonderful, wonderful numbers ahead of her. She's got karma until the age of 32, but there's ways to start to work on a platform of energy that can really produce a wonderful human being in time. But the turmoil therein that's happening right now has a karmic content, and I just unfortunately don't have time to get into it on the radio.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, Exodus, thank you so much. We've got a long list of callers today, and our aim is to get to everybody. So we like to give, short readings to everybody. Sometimes there's an opportunity to talk a little bit longer, but today's just really busy.
Yeah.
Any last thing you want
to
say to her?
Well, I understand that there's frustration in my explanation in terms of trying to get a hold of everything, but it's like, how can you possibly, in 4 or 5 minutes, analyze an entire life and get it solved? You've got to... First of all, you got to feel you have a connection with the caller, a feeling of something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in my mind, I can see ahead of how things can be worked out. But just unfortunately, the radio doesn't provide that kind of format. We'd be spending a whole hour on one person. And I don't think by vote count that's what everybody would want to have happen.
Right, right. Well, sometimes, there's an opportunity to spend a little bit more time today. The phone lines are very busy. Exodus can call back the show. She can also reach Neil at 562-596-7818. She can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Blog Talk Radio. But it's definitely worth more investigation. I know you have a lot of experience working with young people, Neil. You worked in a psychiatric hospital with troubled teens, and this is definitely your field of expertise, so she may want to give you a call. All right, 828, and she's local, too. Hi there, who's this?
Hi, did you say 828?
I did, yes.
Hi, my name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Where are you calling from, and what is your birthday, please?
I'm calling from Western North Carolina.
Oh.
And I'm... I would like to give you two birth dates. Mine, which is 5/19/1960.
All right.
And my partner, I guess, that I've been with for almost 8 years, his is 7/7/76. And we're trying to figure out why we're so connected and what's going on. So if you can give us just a short overview of what comes up for you.
Okay.
Well,
right.
You, Debbie, you're a 31 equals 4, so you're master number 4, and your boyfriend or your significant other there for 8 years is a 37-10-1. He's compounded. He's compounded. He's a 1, you're a 4. Now, what's interesting in this regard is his number 1, that's his master number, is in your second number. That's your second number of your birthday. Now, the distance between your first and second number is 5-1. That's a drop of 4. That 4, Debbie, is your master number. So you have, first of all, you have a past life with him. That's first of all. Now, why is that past life significant to you, because there's a transcendent element in that past life that means that you just don't have karma to work out with the man, and then it's over. You have karma with the man, but you also have a kind of element of transcending the karma into something higher. Look at your years. His 7 to your 6 is 76, the year he's born. His 6 to your 0 is 60, the year you're born. And that element, Debbie, signifies a destiny that you have with this man in terms of transcending through time with him. And that's what's most important. The other thing that's rather interesting is that there's a 16-year difference between you. That 16-year difference is coded as a 7 in numerology, and those are his first two numbers, 7-7. Very, very important there. So there's a level of karma in the home, in the grounding, that goes up through all the chakra themes to the element of the seventh chakra. That means that if in a perfect world the two of you can have a spiritual simplicity that is rather transcendent in nature. Now, that's if everything goes right. There is karma between you. There isn't total compatibility between you. You're different number systems, and that has a certain significance in terms of the energy. But given that the karma can be worked out, there can be beautiful design between the two of you. And I'm getting a lot of art energy. I don't know where it's coming from, who the artist is, but there is elements of art around you. Anybody specifically in an art context?
He draws and he writes, and I've been told I'm supposed to write, but I don't know exactly what you mean by art as far as...
Well, no, what I mean by art, Debbie, is that he draws. That's it. What does he draw, real quickly?
He can draw anything. He's very good at it. He just doesn't do it very often.
Well, that's it. That's the artist energy that I was picking up on, Debbie, which brings us closer to a link of dialogue that will help explain the diameter of your energy with him and the circumference of where this is going to all evolve into in terms of its circular energy. But it's a very positive note I'm giving you about him, potentially at least.
Awesome. So he should focus on his art more.
Well, I'm only saying that I'm picking up on the vibe that he's an artist.
Oh, now, definitely.
That's what I'm doing, Debbie. Getting into the context of that on a deeper level would mean more exploration. You have to go back into the ocean of his consciousness, and I would have to discover more pieces to the puzzle of his character.
Well, so it is a very positive relationship. We're incredibly deeply spiritually connected. I'm a healer, and he can actually go into an altered state with me and see what I do. And we've validated that many times.
That's true. Because of the past life connection, your souls have intermingled before. So that's why we have that connection.
Okay, Debbie.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank
you. Well.
Many blessings.
And blessings to you too, and I'm going to say something. You know, when Neil gets validations for people that are first-time callers on the show, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, as he said, further investigation is necessary, but those validations tell him that he's on the right track. So that's what those validations mean. And he, of course, picked up on the energy that this gentleman is artistically talented. So,
yeah.
Okay. And Debbie can reach Neil at 562-596-7818. She can join us here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook and on Twitter. All right, and she's a healer too, so that's wonderful.
You know, as we're moving through this, somebody on the line, in our line of people, someone's a dancer. Someone is skilled at dancing, so that person, it shows up, I want to talk to them.
Okay.
But we'll do it in our order, of course.
All right. Area code 229 is next, and everybody's going to get in, so hang on. 229, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, this is Melvin. My birthday is September the 10th, 1960.
Phoebe's an 8. 9, 10, 60. Hi, Melvin. 10.
Hi.
Hey. What's going on? What's your question today?
Well, I just want to get a brief overview of me. Having a lot of issues here with my finances, with my job, and also with my son. So whatever you all pick up.
Okay, Melvin. Yeah. And Melvin's a football coach.
Yeah.
He's also a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the nursing field, not necessarily a nurse.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Neil.
Well, you know, Melvin.
Hi.
Your energy, ultimately, you have a wonderful, wonderful energy in your system of life. You're a strong number. You're a leader, and you have some beautiful parts of your psyche and personality and character that are outstanding. What you've got, though, in this lifetime is a lot of karma. You've collected a lot of karma, Melvin, from past lives that you're unfortunately carrying the burden of them. I mean, it's your karma. It's nobody else's. It's yours. And you've carried it from past lives that have been burdensome to you. But thank God you have a nice, beautiful character, and other people would have buckled under. So what you're doing is you're kind of complaining. I mean, you're irritated and you're disturbed about your karma, but it's not corrupting your soul, which on a higher level, you have retained your higher frequency. So let's rejoice with that thought first. Now, as we get into the element of your finances, you see, your master number is 8. So I could tell you, well, Melvin, you're entitled to financial stability because 8s have that element of energy in their structure, karmic structure, that allows them to transcend with the sense of financial security. Now, given that you're 54 and I've done readings with you before, you know, 26, you had a change and that kind of thing. What you're actually in right now is you've gone through a whole cycle of 26 twice. That was when you reached 52. Now that you're 54 and you're still going through some crisis, I think what's happening here, and you've got some problems with your son and your job, there's probably, in my estimation, Melvin, there's got to be probably in your case some chakra clearance. You might be hitting a roadblock, if you will, in the chakra system, probably between the third and fourth chakra. That would be your stomach and your heart. There seems to be a blockage in there in some kind of theme that is stopping the flow from moving forward, given the fact that you've got other variables to deal with. I mean, your son is his own person. Your job has its own elements that you can't totally control, or your lack thereof of a job. But I think that if I were working with you, there'd be something to unleash between the third and fourth chakra. Has there ever been in the body zone of those energies any problems ever with your stomach or heart?
Yes, I have problems with my stomach area. And also, with my heart, just a little bit. I think it's kind of like it's like fluttering a little bit, beat fast sometimes.
Yeah, that's where, Melvin, that's an indication of some kind of psychic disturbance, too. It's manifesting as a physical energy, but there's something in there that I'd want to unbuckle and undo in my instincts that might help to move the flow of energy a little bit closer to you actualizing your goals and pleasures. So that's where I think the indication of the problem is right now as I'm talking to you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
It doesn't immediately answer your question because to immediately answer your question, it wouldn't resolve the issue of what might be disturbing it. So I can't, you know, once this is cleared, then the actualized dialogue of how to answer your question can be more fulfilling than just me saying something that won't come to pass unless something's corrected.
How can I correct that?
Well, you're going to, I don't know, you'd have to go into maybe a dialogue with me or somebody you trust, but you know, listen to the archives of this show and what I said, because the idea of correcting that might mean some interaction with someone who knows what they're doing, at least in terms of the chakra system.
Okay.
But it's workable. It's a workable situation. It just has, it just demands a little bit more kind of, if you will, in-office evaluation.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Melvin, for your call. And Neil can be reached at 562-596-7818. Yeah, I mean, you can't put a Band-Aid on a sawed-off leg. So, you know, I mean, that's the difficulty of a radio show, and the frustration is that, you know, trying to solve these deeper issues with a quick fix is just challenging. And it's not necessarily, you know, a lifetime of work to solve these immediate issues, but sometimes it takes a little bit more investigation than a
radio show
can accommodate.
Yeah. I mean, I wish that a 5 minutes could wrap up everybody's problem, and sometimes it does.
Yeah, sometimes it does. There are quick answers that you give on the show, but a lot of these questions are more of a deeply layered.
Yeah, Melvin,
there seems
to be a chronic element of frustration in Melvin's life, so it's just something that's got to get deeper into it. You know, the surface answers aren't going to work at the moment.
So we have four more callers in about 18 minutes. So I just want to keep moving here. 402, then 845, then we have 928 area code, and then 817. Okay, 402. Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you are. Who's this?
Hi, honey. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
And this is all really, I don't know anything about numerology, so I'm kind of guessing that's what you're using, but...
Yes, that's a tool. Neil is, you know, psychic and uses all kinds of different methods to get his information. What, Sharon, where are you calling from?
Nebraska.
And what's your birth date?
8/31/57.
And just before we get to your question, I want to let you know we're working on a book, Neil and I, and it is a numerology book and a book about twin souls. So it's going to be very, very, very revealing in terms of codes, numbers. So keep your eye out for that. It's going to be coming.
Okay.
You know, I don't know.
Okay.
It's going to be a while.
It's kind of, yeah. Well,
what's your question?
It's kind of over my head.
Well, it's going to be broken down in different terms, so it's going to be, you know, more user friendly in the book that we write. So, what's
Good.
Your question, Karen?
Well, I'm just trying to get some direction. I've got a lot of things going on in my life.
Okay.
I'm stuck.
Did that wrong. 8, 9, 10.
A lot of negative coming at me.
Yeah, Sharon. I can understand why, looking at your code. What happened at the age of 34 in 1991? Because I don't think we've ever spoken, so this will be news for me. What happened in 1991, the age of 34?
Probably the only thing that I can really think about that's significant would have been my ex-husband became sick.
Yeah, well, I'm an honest guy, so I was hearing there was a divorce somewhere in there or something connected to a separation when I heard your voice, and so that becomes a little bit of a problematic situation, Aaron. You're asking me a really loaded question about, you know, it's such a broad question, I would have to kind of go into more detail than what the radio can afford. Are there two children underneath you, or nieces or nephews that would replace the two children?
Yeah, I have two children. One has passed, and one is still here.
Sorry to hear that.
In another state.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this is not numerology, Sharon. This is psychic intensity. Because I'm feeling one of the children on the other side reaching out and trying to connect to me, so I'm getting a little bit of that. I'm not going to be able to spend a lot of time on the radio, the soul of this child, but the child is reaching out to me a little bit. There seems to be somewhere in the midst of the energy of this child, a cat, C-A-T. Was there ever a cat in any part of your life?
Yes, I have one right now that he rescued. I've always had cats since I was little.
So the person who rescued the cat is the one that's deceased?
There's one deceased and one still living.
Yeah. Well,
rescued both of them.
Yeah. Who rescued him, the one that's deceased or the one that's living?
Deceased?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We've got a connection with the soul of your child who's crossed over.
That's great.
So, in my estimation, there seems to be, from the soul of this individual, a cry of trying to connect. So there's been an attempt on the soul's part to connect, but at least on the radio, he's sort of jumping up and applauding that we've made an initial connection. We've got that going on. Now, the door that opens up to your own immediate problems is too immense for me to get into. Just a whole array of energy that I'd have to go through to really spend the amount of time I would need to get this thing going and on a course of action. You're right now 57 years old. You were born in 57. This is a year of change for you, Sharon. So in my estimation, that's a good sign. This is a year of change. So if activation and intervention, the result will be change in your favor because you have some beautiful number systems to work out. And I think that it just takes a little bit more dialogue to get to the core and essence of it. So I hope that this brief reading has given you some indication of a dialogue connected to the soul of one of your children, and that's a lot to say.
Yeah, it sure is.
May I just, I don't know if you can get this or not, but has he been doing things in the house to get my attention?
Yes, he has. That's why, thank God, the radio and my connection to him, he's made it more plain that he's been around. So he's very relieved that his presence has been connected to. And yes, he has been in the house with electricity, with objects, with water that has amounted to a display of energy. Don't underestimate the use of cards here, playing cards, poker cards, something there.
I also wanted to say, Neil, that you referenced this spirit as a male. You said he, and she wasn't say that. So you picked up on the sex. Was it a male?
Yes.
Yeah. You said he. So.
Yeah. Are there any poker cards in the house? Even if you don't use them, do you have a deck of cards?
Yes.
Uh huh. Okay, well, he's around and he's available. You know, there's ways to connect to him. So just to let you know that in the reading today that you've got the soul of your child is in your...
I kind of almost feel bad about that. You know, when he first passed, I pretty much forbid him to leave, you know, like a mother would. But now I feel like I don't want to hurt him. I mean, I want him to be happy.
Sharon, you're not understanding correctly. You're not hurting him. He's there for a reason. He's not there for a restriction. He's there for a reason. You've got the concept that he's in heaven with a harp. He's there for a reason, but the reason is sound and dependable. You don't have to... in your home and
right.
Be destroyed over it. So
you're not keeping him there is what Neil was trying to say. He wouldn't
right.
He
okay.
have that power over his soul.
No, absolutely not. Uh-uh.
So don't worry. Don't have guilt, Sharon.
He's probably protecting me.
Well,
trying
yeah.
to protect me.
But, Sharon, you can open a further dialogue with Neil. We've got other callers. I hate to do this, especially when a spirit comes in, but we've got to really get to our other callers. And you're always welcome to call our show back, of course. You can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, join us on Facebook, or give Neil a call. 5-7-8, okay?
All right. Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I love when that happens on the radio show. And definitely, you were making a big connection. But
yeah, I mean, it's frustrating because, you know, you're limited by time, but...
So, yeah. And we're obviously going to be taking everybody, and we've got 9 minutes left, so we're going to go a little bit over today to get to all the callers.
How many more people do we have?
3. Poor Neil. 845, good morning.
Hello, this is Diane.
Hi, Diane. Gosh, I've got a hoarse voice today. Diane, what's your birth date? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York. My birthday is September 26th, 1959.
Okay, and what brings you to our show, Diane?
I was wondering if you saw anything about my finances getting better.
Okay. Finances.
Finance is getting better, and you're on a 55 years old. You have a broken energy in your day with finances, so that's going to be a little bit problematic. For some reason, just keep this to yourself because I don't want you to over the radio talk about your money situation. But I'm getting something about $37,000, $35,000 to $37,000. I don't know what that means yet.
Mm-hmm.
You may mean something. It doesn't. That's not disclosing too much. Does it have any meaning currently?
No.
Okay, so I'm looking at a $35,000 to $37,000 element, Diane. I don't know yet where it is. I'd have to go deeper into the energy field to try to figure out where that energy is coming from. Incidentally, anybody around you born in either March or July?
No.
Okay, so it is a figure. It's not a month. It's a figure of money that I would have to determine where that's coming from. But here's the thing, Diane. It indicates that there is some financial release coming for you. So something is being perhaps held back where the door is going to open to where money comes through. Is there anything current in your life where you're waiting for funds or anything tied up that you know about?
No. I hope so, but no.
Well, something, you're 55 years old. No, something is coming in. Something's coming in with finances. So that vibration I'm getting, I understand that your report back to me doesn't validate anything from what I've asked. But something's coming in with finances. Now, where it's coming from, I'd have to go kind of deeper. Were you ever out of work for a period of 2 years at all in your life?
Yes.
Okay, for how long a period of time have you been out of work in any given time, the longest?
Oh, years. I wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't even know. So there's been a period of unemployment in your energy. Okay.
Right, but it was my choice. Nothing happened.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
Anybody in your immediate or distant family connections that had anything? Was anybody ever a nurse?
No, I worked with the elderly.
Okay, that's
oh,
it.
Well, that's okay. What kind of work did you do with the elderly, Diane?
I worked in an assisted living,
well,
assisting them.
Yeah, that's a nurse to me, you know. let's broaden the topic and be friendly to the interpretation. That's a nurse.
Okay.
Okay, you worked with the elderly, and that mm-hmm. is nursing. So I now can validate that there is going to be some money coming. I can't get into any more detail than that, but that nursing element that I picked up on that you validated as working with the elderly in assisted living is my validation that money is coming for you. I can't go into any more detail than that right now, though.
Okay.
Good news,
is
though.
It like in the near future?
I can't, you know, that would be irresponsible. It's going to be in the future. It's not something going to be in the past unless you have a time machine.
No, I meant the near future or, you know.
The near future. I would say that it's somewhere between now and 59. Anywhere between that time is when it's coming.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, that's,
thank
that's
you.
A little bit of insight for you. Oh, boy. Okay, 928 and 817. Well, you're grinning.
Yeah. No.
Hello?
You can tell the show. Okay, 928. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Elfina. I'm not sure if you still have my birth date or...
What? Who is it?
Elfina.
Elfina. How do you spell?
We dropped her for some reason. That's very weird. 817?
Hi. This is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. It's 827-70, and I was calling about my husband. His birthday is 2-1-72, if you needed that.
2-1-72, okay. Neil?
And my concern is he's driving me nuts, as he's always done. We've been together for years now, but it seems that he always have a surprise that pops up, which is not a nice surprise. And it's almost like it's unintentional, and it is. It's not like he's, you know, purposely doing things, but it just pops up. I mean, and it's driving me nuts, and I'm just like from him because I've grown to the fact that I deserve to have peace. And now I'm just wondering why I'm trying to find an exit door, and it's like I'm being held hostage.
But you mean, so you have problems with your husband, and he has these surprises he springs on you, which is a big term, but you feel that you're sort of entrapped in this relationship?
Yes, it's like I gave him my power. Like, he can't figure out anything, really. I have to come in and figure everything out, but he gets the prize, and I don't. And I thought that was the way I was supposed to be. You know, I got married young, and I was very religious. And now, you know, as time passed, I feel like I gave my power away, and it's really hard to regain it because I gave it all to him. He's walking around, you know, with it, and I'm not. And I wanted to know, how do I get it back or what's going to happen? Because I really don't like the surprises anymore. I'm trying to figure out how to control them, and I can't.
First of all, Crystal, I would have to ask you about 10 years ago, around the age of 34, what was the big change in your life?
I dropped like 150 pounds, and I had removed a tumor that was hidden behind the fat. And almost, it's like I got my life back, my strength back. You know, I look better, I was healthier, happier. And that's basically what happened. And I began to start a career in law enforcement. And like I said, every time I do step out, he does something. He crashed the cars. If I move ahead of him, he begins to have little things blow up around me. And I'm just like, I don't want that anymore.
Well,
can I interject? Because I'd like to close the show. We're going to continue with the reading, but we're actually going off the air. So for those of you that are listening on Blog Talk Radio via the Internet, we are back on the air on Monday. And we thank you so much for joining us. That's it. Neil, go ahead.
Well, Crystal, you have a karma with them, number one. So that karma is... the karma is a result of some of the troubles you're having with him. Now, that karma has an extension of years that goes into your later years to where you're still connected to him due to that karma. So that's the explanation as to why you're entwined with him on this level. Now, the other part of it is that there's some kind of debt you owe to this guy from the karma, but to me the debt is over. And what?
Yeah, that's what I feel. I'm sorry, that kind of hit me. Yes.
Well, the situation is, how do you extract yourself from this debt when you've been doing it for so long and you've internalized the responsibility of it? Well, that gets into a different interplay of dialogue that would have to get into your ego and your self-esteem and moving out and feeling karmic free of your situation with him. He's got a very strong intensity. He's a 22 equals 4, and that 4 element is hidden in your karma. You're a 34 equals 7. That's your number, Crystal. 34 equals 7. That 4, that's his master number. And it's hidden right in the fire of your stomach chakra, the 3.
Yes.
You actually have karma with him that is involved in that process. And, you know, if you've been married to him for at least 22 years, how long have you been married to him?
It'll be 19 next month, November.
Well, 19, what you see, what you're going to have, 19, 21, 22, you could have 3 years left of energy with him, which would, of course, put you at 47. But if
oh, my God. That is so amazing you said 3 years, because I looked up divorce today, and they said I can file for divorce if I move away for 3 years, like I can do it online if I stay separated for 3 years in two different residences. And it hit me to do that, but I just didn't understand it logically. Okay, now I get it. Okay.
Yeah. So I hope that helps to answer some part of your question. So if you'd go through that program at 47 years old, when you've been married 22 years, that's how long it would take. And if you do that moving away element, you just may find an answer to your dilemma. That might be one you've got.
Okay, Crystal. Well, that's a good start. Oh. Glad we got your call in. And you're always
welcome.
Bless
you, God.
Or call Neil, 562-596-7818. And that's the show, Neil.
That's
Thanks,
it.
Everybody. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.